Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business, all so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Hey there, ladies. Before we get into today's episode, let me ask you a quick question. Is this business you've created supporting the lifestyle you wished for when you started it? What would happen if you had to step away unexpectedly for 2 or even 3 days? Like seriously, like what would happen? I bet by now some of you are cringing, thinking, raising your eyebrows, going, yeah, my business isn't really letting me live the life I want. And there's no way in hell I could step away. It would probably burn to the ground. I'd actually have to shut my doors. To the outside world, you have what looks like a really successful boutique fitness or wellness business. Your clients love you. You provide an amazing service. Your classes and sessions are booked out. You have a waiting list waiting to get in your doors, and you know that revenue is coming in. But is it enough revenue or just enough to keep the lights on? You also know that if things keep going this way, you're not gonna be able to support this business for much longer. It's time for your business to start giving back to you what you have sacrificed for it up until now. So I'd love for you to dream with me for a moment. You ready? All right. Imagine taking a vacation or having to step out of the studio or clinic for 2 or 3 days unexpectedly and not losing a penny of revenue. Imagine sitting on the beach for a week without worrying about what is going on in your studio or clinic, or working from an Airbnb in the mountains and checking in only when needed. Imagine knowing your clients, patients, and classes are still getting stellar service and everything is in its place when you get back. Imagine getting back from said vacation to find out 2 of your team members actually called in sick and the AC broke, but nobody called you. They didn't have to. Everything was handled internally by the amazing team that you have in place. A team that cares just as much about the business as you do. It's possible. I'm not lying. I am proof. And so are the amazing women in our Beyond the Movement mentorship programs. I recently took 1 month off and nobody called me from the studio. Not once. No fires to put out, no revenue loss. Why? Because I've chosen to build a business model that does not revolve around me. And I want that for you. If that's what you want for yourself, I'd love to invite you to apply for the Beyond the Movement Inner Circle, a program that teaches you how to go beyond the movement and think and act like the high-achieving CEO that you are. This is a high-touch, year-long mentorship specifically designed to help female boutique fitness, wellness, and healthcare business owners just like you get more of your time back and unlock all new levels of revenue and profit at the same time. I created this program specifically to share how I built my 7-figure boutique fitness business that does not run with me at the helm. It runs entirely without me by the team that I have created and the systems that I have put in place. I also choose to offer this program in a small group coaching format of less than a dozen female business owners so that you can learn from myself and my team of experts, because I know so many of you cannot afford to have a team of experts like this on your payroll currently. Inside the Inner Circle, you'll get to be in close contact with myself and other experts for 12 plus months, and you'll be in a small group of women who are right where you are, wanting to build a boutique wellness business that makes a more than reasonable salary for you as the owner while reducing the actual work that you are personally responsible for. If you are ready to get off the hamster wheel, because girl, I know you've been running on fumes for far too long now, I invite you to apply for the Inner Circle today. Visit KristaGurka.com/mentorship to learn more about this amazing program and how you can apply. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Female Empowered. I'm your host, Krista Gurka. Thank you so much for joining me. A really quick little announcement. I checked our stats today and we are just shy of 20,000 downloads for this podcast. I can't even believe it. I didn't think two people would listen to me when I first started talking, jabbering away, but we are just shy of 20,000 downloads. So if you've been a listener of the show, I thank you. I am super grateful. If you could share this show with someone, that would make me super grateful and appreciative too. Also, if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Leaving reviews really helps us get the show in front of more women, more females in the fitness, wellness, and healthcare industry so that we can help more women have successful, sustainable, profitable businesses and have lives that they want, have more impact in their communities and on their families. And so thanks. I'm super thrilled to be very close to surpassing 20,000 downloads. So that being said, what are we going to chat about today? So what we're going to chat about is what happens when you're at capacity. And I'm going to talk a little bit about like literally what you're going to do if your schedule is a capacity and what we do at Pilates in the Grove, things that we forecast and how we plan for that. But what I'm mostly going to talk about is like literal, like figurative capacity. You have no more room, no more bandwidth for anything to take anything more on your plate. That's what I'm going to talk about when we talk about capacity. So are you there yet? Are you approaching that? Do you feel it on the horizon? Are you in it right now? Okay. Capacity means like your cup is overflowing. All right. And if your cup is overflowing, there's no more that you can pour in there, right? So how can you continue to grow and move forward? So I'm going to tell you a little story, a personal story, about something that happened. It was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I was in the process of restructuring my business. I had converted everyone to employees, which if you've ever done that is a big process unto itself, but I highly, highly, highly encourage it and suggest it and advise it. We were in that process. We were setting up a structure where there was, what can I say? Like a hierarchy, like basically not a hierarchy really, but more like accountability and management and managers in place. I was trying to promote from within, give some people in my team some, you know, more responsibility and move them up the ladder. Anyways, long story short, there came a period of time where basically somebody in my business, somebody that was working for me, kind of like lost her shit on me, really. And she said in front of other staff and other team members, like basically that I was a hypocrite and I was an egomaniac. And the only reason she was at the company was because she felt like I didn't care about the clients. And if she left, nobody would care about the clients. And she was basically yelling at me. And I asked some other people if they felt like this. And basically, I don't want to say no one came to my rescue because I don't need rescue, but it was a really, really difficult situation. And I just kept saying to myself in my head, just walk away. Cause what I really wanted to say is, well, don't let the door hit you on the ass on your way out. Get the fuck out. Then who do you think you are talking to me like that? And then, but I didn't, I was like, just walk away. And I got in my car and I remember saying, I'm done. I am done. Fuck this. I work way too hard for all of this. Like nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit all the work that I do. Me. I cried. I even took a picture of it because I wanted to remind myself. I never wanted to feel this way. And I was ready to burn it to the ground. I literally was like, screw this, dude. I work way too hard. Anyways, it was a really tough day for me. I was like, I had a client that was a VC, and I was like, listen, how do I start selling my business? Is it sellable? Can I sell it for something? I talked to my accountant. I really started to put the wheels in motion. And then I took a step back and I cried, and then I wiped my face and I put my big girl pants on and I said, you know, Krista, the reason people feel that way and the reason, excuse me, you reacted that way was because you have set a business structure that relies totally on you, and you have not laid out the right accountability for people. You have micromanaged your team forever. And you need to work on some stuff personally in order for you to level up to be the leader that your business needs and that truly that my business deserves. All right. I was also at a time where I was literally at a breaking point. I was miserable at home. It was not a good time. Not good for me personally, for the business. I really felt very heavy. This is a time that I started saying like, okay, maybe I need to go to some therapy and stuff. And I've been very transparent about my journey through therapy and how much it helped me be less reactive to things. But the truth of the matter is I was at a point in my business and in my life that I just literally could not take anything else on my plate. I was completely at my max capacity, emotionally, energetically, time-wise. But the truth is I created that structure where everything revolved around me. And I had a really, really hard time asking for help. I felt bad delegating. I didn't understand how to delegate properly. And so what did I eventually do? I said, if I want to move forward in this capacity, in this business, personally, professionally, in my home life, in my business life, what needs to change? And what I realized was I needed to change, right? I needed to change first and foremost. Then I needed to set up the right systems and structure in place so that the team around me could change. Okay. And so what I did, I started going to therapy. I started writing down the things that only I could do in the business. And this is the advice that I give to business owners right now. Okay. What are the things that only you can do in the business? So for example, this podcast, only I can do the podcast. All right. Only I can speak on the podcast. It's my podcast. I'm the host, right? Now that doesn't mean I'm not the only one that can edit it. So I have somebody that edits it, right? I'm not the only one that can repurpose it to put it on social media. So somebody else does that for me. Okay. In your business, if you are a boutique fitness owner, a physical therapy practice owner, massage therapy, and you're right now still treating like doing physical therapy might be the one thing only you can do, right? Until you hire other physical therapists. Maybe it's you teaching the classes, but until you hire other people, right? But as a CEO, I don't need to be returning emails. I don't need to be going in the bank to make the deposits. I don't need to be the one reconciling the books. Could I do all of these things? Absolutely. Did I do all of these things in my business when I started? Absolutely. Did I do them for a significant period of time? Absolutely, 100%. But then it got to a point where I was like, what is it? Something has to come off my plate. Okay. Something has to give. I cannot sustain this like that, the way that this is going. And I realized that what I was doing was I was actually leaving money on the table by doing all of these tasks that I did not need to be doing. All right. So one of the things that I really recommend are outlining the tasks that only you can do. And, you know, to be honest, you don't even have to do anything about them initially. Just write them down. Okay. Write them down. Do I need to be the one scheduling people? Not necessarily. I can get an automated scheduler for that. I can get a a link that I can send out to people and say, here, book a call with me. Here's my link. I don't need to be doing it all the time. Okay. Do I need to be the one that creates all of our social media content? No, not necessarily. Do I approve it all? Yes. Okay. But there are certain things, like for example, for the consulting arm of Pilates in the Grove, the Beyond the Movement mentorship programs, I am the one that delivers the coaching, but I am not the one that has to put the emails together. For the Pilates in the Grove teacher training program, myself and someone on my team are the ones that deliver the actual training. But again, I'm not the one that has to process the payments. I'm not the one that has to put the email surveys together or run the Facebook group. These are the ways that when you start to reach capacity, something has got to give, and you should be spending time as a CEO. You should be spending time doing the things that only you can do. So if you want to be a six-figure CEO, a high six-figure CEO, a seven-figure CEO, you have to act as if you already are. So think to yourself, if someone comes to you with an opportunity or says, you know, hey, Krista, would you like to, I think this software platform is going to be really great for you to improve your automations, and it's $39 a month. And you're like, $39 a month. I don't know. That's, you know, a little over $400 a year. We're going 500. Can I really afford it? Like, would a seven-figure CEO blink twice about a $39 a month charge? No. So just buy the damn software. Okay. And stop wasting time thinking about it. All right. Now, when I go on Amazon to look at something, if it's not in the top three, I don't buy it. Okay. Why do you think Steve Jobs always wore the same thing? He didn't want to waste any valuable time thinking about what he had to wear. He had more important things that required his decision-making skills. Now, I'm not comparing myself to Steve Jobs, even though quite often I do wear the same thing very many days in a row, but it's not purposeful. That's not intentional. But what I am saying is there comes a point, you only have so much capacity in your day. You only have so much time and energy in which to make decisions. And so if you're making all of these little tiny decisions, then you will get decision fatigue and you will feel burnt out. And it's a surefire way to start to get to the point that you're like, I want to burn the shit to the ground. I am not happy anymore. It's because you're focusing on the wrong things. Okay. You're focusing on the wrong things. Now, here are some examples of focusing on the wrong things, like things that are making you be more of like a hustlepreneur versus a entrepreneur, right? Versus like, are you hustling for what you need, or are you really skillfully, going after what you should be focusing on? Okay. So are you doing everything in your business because you are afraid of letting go? Are you because you don't want to take the time to delegate or learn how to delegate or hold other people accountable? Is it an ego thing that you think that you are the best skilled at that? That's an ego thing that you think nobody else can do it like you, that nobody else can answer the phone like you. Well, if you want somebody to answer the phone a certain way, just tell them how you want them to answer the phone. All right, at Pilates in the Grove, there is a sticky note on the computer that says how I want people to answer the phone. Hello, thank you for calling Pilates in the Grove. This is Krista, how may I help you today? So in case they forget, it's just up there. All right. Are you playing the victim about everything, or are you taking responsibility for the way that your business is acting up, is currently acting? Is that even English? Operating. That's what I'm looking for. All right. Are you being reactive to things? Are you too emotionally invested? All right. Or are you starting to practice a higher level of emotional intelligence?
there, I just wanted to jump in real quick and make sure you knew about the Learning Library resource page I have on my website. It's filled with a variety of masterclasses all about starting, growing, scaling, running behind the scenes of a boutique fitness and boutique wellness business. So if you're interested in learning, I invite you to visit www.kristagurka.com/store and check out all of the amazing resources we have over there. All right, now let's get back to the episode.
Are you ready to give up? Are you ready to burn shit to the ground? Or are you less emotionally reactive that you can take a look at things and say, you know what, there is a problem here. And once I find the problem, that then I can find the solution. Are you open to feedback? Are you living in the feast and famine cycle of like all and nothing? Or are you learning to grow consistent income? Are you setting boundaries for yourself? Are you thinking that your business is like Amazon Prime and you have to be open 24/7, 365? Do you have vision and clarity in your business? This is something that's really, really important. People skip over the mission, vision, and value section, but if you don't have that, if you don't have that like honed in and really dialed in with yourself and your team, it's going to be really hard to get everyone moving in the right direction. Okay. So, this is where, when you start to get a capacity, you have to put yourself at cause and look back and say, have I created this situation? Most likely it's yes. Most often we, as the CEOs of our company, we are the bottleneck. All right. Let me put it into very, very simple terms. If I gave you $100, I'm just going to make it very easy math. If I gave you $100 and I said, all right, you get to go into Athleta and you can buy whatever you want with that $100. All right. But I need you to buy something that is going to be, that you can shoot a video for your business. All right. But then you like walk in the door and you're like, ooh, they have this on sale and this on sale and this on sale. And you're just going to buy all the stuff in the front. And then you end up with $10 left. Are you going to be able to afford a full outfit for your photo shoot with just $10? No, there's nothing left. Right. So if you continue to get distracted with like shiny objects and doing all the things and getting interrupted at work and not setting certain boundaries, that's why you feel emotionally, physically, mentally, and energetically drained, because you're focusing on the wrong stuff. Okay. So some of the things you can do, you can turn all of your notifications off when you really have to focus. Set certain office hours for you to talk to your team if that's necessary. Have an autoresponder on your emails that say you check emails, you know, at 4 o'clock every day or every other day. And if this is an emergency, to please reach out to you certain ways. Okay. But you don't have to respond to every email. Delegate, hire, take some work off of your plate so that you can be more invested and more energetic when it comes to doing the things that you really love. Okay. A business is not sustainable when you get to the point that you're emotionally, mentally, and energetically at capacity. And then you're going to get to the point that you're going to want to burn it to the ground, because it's just like rinse and repeat over and over again. And it's an awful feeling. Okay. And if you're not there yet, kudos to you. If you were there and you got out of it, I love it. I did. I am in a place right now where I run a 7-figure brick and mortar facility that I go into the physical location less than 10 hours a week if I want to. So for example, at the time of this recording, when I'm recording this, I'm actually not going into the studio this week because this is a week that I take that I do I record some podcasts. I record my content. I'm doing a workshop for my coaching group. We're doing content for my FitBiz Foundations program and my Inner Circle. So these are all things, if you're interested, by the way, in learning about the Inner Circle or our FitBiz Foundations program, I really invite you to head over to my website, kristagurka.com, because these are all the things, especially in the Inner Circle, learning how to master the art of delegating, holding people accountable, setting up a team and accountability structure so that people are empowered to make decisions without consulting you is what we really focus on. Because that, to be honest, is living the dream. I have empowered my team and they have taken on accountability to make decisions that do not involve me or my input. All right. So now that's not every single decision. I still have to approve certain high level decisions, but if the toilet's clogged, they don't need to call me to find out if they should call the plumber. They call the plumber. Okay. The air conditioning was broken for over a week. I didn't go in until the fifth day when it still wasn't getting resolved. And I was like, okay, now I feel like I should step in because the poor things were working in 90 degree heat for 4 days. When you are at capacity, energetically, something has to give. And it's usually the way that you're operating the business. So if you want to learn how to operate more efficiently, effectively, then go check out the website. Go check out www.kristagurka.com/mentorship and join our group of like-minded women who are all going through the same thing and trying to create businesses that allow us to take home six-figure salaries without working 80 hours a week in the business. All right. So that's all I got for you now. Stick around. The next couple episodes, we're going to be talking about how to level up into being a better leader. Are you leading your team or is your team leading you? And we also are going to talk about how you know whether to make the decision to scale up or scale back. Okay. That's it. That's all I got for you today, everyone. So until next time, my friends, bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Female Empowered. If you like what we covered today, please leave a review for the show. This helps other female fitness and wellness professionals find the podcast and lets me know I'm sharing helpful information with all of you. If you'd love to get even more insights and find resources to help you market, streamline, and grow your clinic or client-based business, you can visit me at kristagurka.com or follow me on Instagram at kristagurka. That's at C-H-R-I-S-T-A-G-U-R-K-A. See y'all next time.